Good morning, Council. This is mock session number two. We have before you a presentation by Gina Jennings, the Finance Director, Chief Operating Officer for Sussex County. She will be presenting a proposal on the Delaware State Police contract. Before we move forward with that, I'll ask that, just as we did in the last session, that each of you, starting over here to my left, introduce yourselves. Please state your name, the school you represent, and which position you are playing here at the dais.
My name is Becky Trader. I'm from Sussex Technical High School, and I'm the county attorney.
My name is Andrew Rivera. I'm from Sussex Academy, and I'm representing District Number 3.
My name is Christopher Marshall. I am from Sussex Academy, and I'm representing District Number 2.
My name is Jack Martin. I'm from Indian River High School, and I am the president.
And District 1?
District 4.
My name is Jonathan Lee. I attend Sussex Tech High School, and I'm vice president.
And District Number 4? Yes.
I'm Amber Landon. I'm from Milford, and I represent District Number 5.
My name is Michael Bell. I'm representing Laurel, and I'm the finance director.
Okay. My name is Paige Hudson, and I go to Delmar High School, and I'm the clerk of the council.
All right. Okay, well, welcome to all of you. And without further ado, here's Ms. Jennings to present the state police contract proposal. Ms. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I'm going to go over a Delaware state contract proposal. I'm going to go over a little bit what we are operating under today. So we have three memorandums of understanding, or otherwise known as MOUs. We entered into them in 94, 2002, and 2007. In all three MOUs, we pay 50% of a officer. So in 1994, we hired, under our contract, up to 12 officers. That cost us $600,000. Again, we're paying half of those 12 officers. 2002, 20 more officers. 2007, 8 officers. So as of today, we are paying for half of 44 officers in Sussex County, and that's $2.2 million. So giving you a history of the troopers in Sussex County, so the state pays for a base amount, and then in our contract, we'll pay for additional troopers. So before this MOUs were in place, there were 96 state troopers in Sussex County. And you can see over time how that's increased. The state increased their base 130 in 2000, and we had 12 in our contract at that time. So there was a total of 142 troopers in Sussex County. So you can see on that chart where we are today, where it's pretty much been consistent from the state side. 2007, they kept their base at 143, and we're up to our 44. So there's 187 troopers in Sussex County. So going on to what the state of Delaware is proposing. So as you're aware, the state of Delaware is in financial need. So they're looking anywhere they can cut or get some more money. So again, here's our current proposal. They're saying, okay, we're taking this off the table. We want to enter in a brand new MOU. It's based off of 2018, where the county is going to pay 100% of 22 officers. So now we're talking about a $3 million contract. So we're now $740,000 over budget. So the week before this, you had approved our budget, and we put the $2.2 million in. So now we're short. We've got to figure out what do we want to do, because we need $740,000. So why are we seeing an increase? You would think half of 44 would be 22. Well, of course, that's not the case. The state's looking for money. So in our old contract, we just paid for entry-level troopers that came off the street. Okay, now they're saying you're going to have a full force of 22. So you go from lieutenant, you get all of them. So it's spread out. You're now paying for other costs of that trooper. It's just not their salary. So if they get shift differential, they get overtime. Now you're paying for their health insurance and any other duties. So there's K-9 duties or special operations, things like that. So you're paying for basically a full troop of 22 officers. So looking at this, what are our options as of today? You can decide we're not going to enter into this contract because we can't take on the increase. We could propose fewer troopers and to keep the county within the budget. So I did a quick analysis based off of the formula that they're using. So as you saw, 22 troopers, $3 million, we're going to pay another $740,000. If I cut those number of troopers down to 16, then we could spend the 2.2 and we're about where we are, what we have in the budget. But then we're talking about less troopers on the street. The other option is we could go with their proposal and we could spend savings. So open it up for discussion at this point. What would you like to see?
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Jennings. So you've seen the proposal from the finance director. If you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them. You can also, Mr. President, if you would like to take a couple of public comments so that we keep things moving along, I'd like to keep it to no more than 2 to 3 people for each mock session. Now would be the time to do that.
Any questions? Yes. So with this proposal, is there a way that the county could get its money back from the state?
So we do, what I do is I look to make sure that we have 170 troopers in the county, because that's what our MOU is. So if they do not provide the base amount, I do ask for our money back. But other than that, if they meet what the obligation is, that's what we will spend.
Question. I have a question. Why has the state now decided to, if you know, cut it from paying half of 44 to now total of all 22?
Yeah, because they're having a hard time making their budget balance, and it becomes very interesting because the other two counties do not have this kind of agreement. So for the state to approve that much money just going to Sussex has always come back and forth. So they're saying, okay, Sussex, if you want additional troopers, this is your cost for your 22 troopers. The state's not going to fund anymore. So Newcastle County has their own police force, and Kent County has no agreement, so they just fund what the state, they don't fund anything, the state just gives them what they give them.
Okay. Thank you.
It also helps to simplify things from an accounting standpoint, financial standpoint, rather than divvying it up 44, it's 22 flat. Okay, any other questions?
I would like to open it up to public opinions, if you would like to come up and ask a question.
I'm Lewis McMillan from Archmere Academy. My question is, has the increase in police force seen a likewise decrease in crime rate?
So we do get a monthly report from the state police, and you can see that our troopers have been staying consistent throughout, and it seems like the crime is consistent. So cutting any troopers could hurt, make the crime rate go up, you would assume, because everything's been pretty flat for the last few years.
My name is William Spain, and I am representing Seaford High School. And I'd like to say that we keep the number up at 22 and not go down any troopers. If we have to make any sacrifices, go to the savings, say we do that. Because not only is the crime rate, like she said, consistent, but let's say officer has a problem, you know, and he needs backup, needs additional units. And if there's no officers that help him, he might die or something might happen, and now we just lost the officer because we decided to, you know, lower the numbers of officers we have in our county, which will not be good at all.
Okay. At this point, if you have any other questions, you would ask them of Ms. Jennings, then you can debate amongst yourselves, and then, Mr. President, you would call for the vote. Okay. And do you have, these are your options.
Yeah.
Now, in the case of not entering into the proposed contract, you can do that by default by taking no action.
Okay.
But for this exercise, we'll have you choose one or the other. Propose fewer troopers to keep within the budget, and then can they base it off of the chart you've got there, right? Or you can spend savings. Those are your options.
I do have a question myself.
Okay.
How much of the savings would this affect? If we do have to go into our savings, how much would this have to, by spending our savings, would this end up having an effect on the public, having to pay an extra tax to gain back these savings?
Excellent question. So we do have a rainy day fund, about $30 million, that we could use to help with this. I would recommend if we do we don't do go into savings every year. So there would be a tax increase, unlike the sports complex where it was a one-time thing. This is an operational cost that could go on. But is safety an important thing to you that that would be something that you consider raising taxes for in the future?
Yeah. And that's, even though you're a different council, that's good to keep in mind. Let's pretend for the moment that it's the same council. These are the circumstances you have to weigh, that balancing act, you know, public safety, competing interests, you know, you've got parkland and open space, and if you're spending money over here, you've got to make sure you've got enough money over here to meet the needs and provide those core services that the public expects. So that's a good point from Ms. Jennings. So at this point, if you have no other questions, Mr. President.
Just one more. You being the finance director, would the tax increase be temporary? And if so, how long would that last?
This would not be temporary because it would be an ongoing cost. So raising the tax a penny will give us $300,000. So in order to keep this going, you would have to raise our taxes 3 cents, which then would be about, I'd say, $6 per household on average to keep this going per year. Yes.
Okay. So now you'd ask if there's anyone who would like to make a motion.
Is a motion?
I would like to make a motion to spend the savings and keep the number of troopers at 22.
I second that motion.
So you now have a motion and a second before you, and then you would call for the vote, and depending on how it moves forward, you bang the gavel. Okay, so we'll start down on your right.
I would say yes, spend the savings, because safety is more important than money.
I say yes as well, to spend the savings to ensure the safety of everyone.
My vote is yes. The $6 per household really doesn't compare to having more safety out on our streets.
I say yes because, as Ms. Jennings did point out, the crime rate has been a constant rate with the officers we've had, so I would like to maintain that level.
I vote yes. I would like to keep the level of troops we already have right now.
I also say yes for the same reasons.
I would say yes because it's important to keep the community safe.
I vote yes because I agree with the other opinions that safety is more important than a couple dollars.
Motion carries.
And just like the council, they all think public safety is very important, so they did vote as well to spend savings. So we have continued the troopers. So that happened this last budget. So good job.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Jennings, and thank you to this session of council. Good job.
What color, Chip?
Blue.